back, in particular to the topic of heating your Arizona home through our Arizona winters, the options that are available. Visiting with our resident expert from Tucson, Tony Bohart, owner of Temperature Control. Shame on me, Tony, for not making a bigger deal of the generous offer you're giving all the Tucson area Rosie on the House listeners. Why don't we repeat that? And they probably would like to know what phone number to call.
So we're doing a $59 heater service. We'll come out, basically clean all the dirt, all the dust and stuff off the burners, blower wheel, go through all the controls, make sure everything's right, do a carbon monoxide test, cleanliness of your ductwork, things like that. If you call 520-544-5665, I've got operators standing by.
All right. And they can take your call now and get your appointment and jump on that Rosie on the House special offer.
Okay? Correct.
Appreciate you bringing it to our listeners that way. We like it when our experts take the opportunity to give an extra incentive. If you don't know the Rosie on the House level of service, these kind of offers kind of invite you into the family. And then once you're in the family,
you never leave.
You're in the family.
We're done. Stick a fork in us.
Yes. Once you're in the family, you're in the family. We were talking to Mike, who you're actually going to go out and do that service as a courtesy to him. And actually, I said I'd pay for it. Jennifer pays for it.
Okay, I'll bill
Jennifer
her.
Jennifer pays for it.
Bill her double?
Yeah. She. I don't know. She's pretty good about checking double billings. She catches those quicker than I do. But we wanted to talk about, we both jumped at the conclusion that his unit was probably oversized. We've done oversizing for years, all through the 80s and 90s. That's generally what virtually every mechanical contractor in Arizona did. We did that because snowbirds would move here from the Midwest. And they would say, I want the biggest air conditioner I can have because I want my house to be a meat locker, you know. And it was actually exactly the wrong thing to be doing.
Yeah, I think a lot of the contractors did it, too, just to protect themselves.
From callbacks.
Right.
Let's deliver cold air when they want it.
That's right.
Regardless if it's the right amount.
As long as it's more than enough.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. And I've been telling people for years that when you're looking at replacing your equipment, if the tech on the job at your house isn't doing a full load control analysis, if they're just going to the serial number and determining, well, this is a 4-ton unit, I'm going to replace it with a 4-ton unit, you've got the wrong contractor at your house.
That's correct.
We can undersize virtually every unit, or we can downsize. I don't want to say undersize. We can downsize virtually every unit that was installed, virtually every unit that was installed through the 80s and the 90s and the early 2000s.
Yeah, they went by the square footage method, which didn't make any sense. But yeah, most of the stuff is oversized.
So we take a look at the heat calcs, the BTU load of the home and the envelope, mm-hmm. the temperatures you like to keep the house. We do an analysis of the duct integrity. And we come up with a recommendation for you. And most of the time, in the proposals I'm familiar with, we can go down a half to a full ton.
That's correct.
The equipment is cheaper to buy.
A lot more efficient.
And let's describe that. Let's explain that. People call me in the middle of August afternoon and say, my air conditioning hasn't turned off for 2 hours. And I tell them, good. That's exactly what you want.
Using less energy by doing that.
It takes 9 times more energy to start your compressor than it does to run your compressor. Air conditioning is expensive because it has to start.
Correct. Well, it's starting under a load. You got all the Freons or Puron sitting there waiting to turn over, and that compressor is trying to turn over with all that pressure against it.
And the compressor's just begging for amperage. Give me more amps.
Hard start kits, all those things are because of the compressor startup.
If we can start an air conditioner and let it run at a low RPM near idle all day, it will be a whole lot less money to run than a big, ginormous unit that turns off and on, off and on, off and on.
Absolutely. And it'll be a lot more comfortable because the air in the house will be equal throughout the house.
And it established much better indoor air quality. Tony Bohart, Temperature Control. Give him a call now, 520 544-COOL. 520-544-5665 for the Rosie on the House only listener special for those of you living in Pima County. Folks, issue one, broadcast one of 2017, all done. Hope you enjoyed it. I sure did. We'll be back next week. Be blessed. Have a great week.
I think to myself, what a wonderful world.